The Old Testament reading for the seventh Sunday after Pentecost is from Isaiah chapter 55. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it. For you shall go out in joy and be led in peace. The mountains and the hills, therefore, you shall break forth into singing, and the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up by the cypress. Instead of the briar shall come up with myrtle. And it shall make a name for the Lord, an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle is from Romans chapter 8. So then, brothers, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh, but if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with him in order that we may be glorified with him. This is the word of the Lord.
In the Holy Gospel is according to St. Matthew, the 13th chapter. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea, and great crowds gathered about him, so that he got into a boat and sat down. And the whole crowd stood on the beach, and he told them many things in parables, saying, a sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seeds fell along the path, and the birds came and devoured them. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they did not have much soil, and immediately they sprang up, since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and produced grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. He who has ears, let him hear. Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what has been sown in his heart. This is what this was sown along the path, so that what was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet he has no root in himself, but endures for a while. And when tribulation or persecution arises on account of the word, immediately he falls away. As for what was sown among the thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and it proves unfruitful. As for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it. He indeed bears fruit and yields, in one case 100-fold, in another 60, and in another 30. This is the gospel of the Lord. Grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The text for today's message was the gospel lesson. Parables. Jesus taught in parables most of the time. It's a simple story about everyday things, but it teaches us an important lesson. And most of the parables, at least in Matthew, are about the kingdom of God. He begins with the words, the kingdom of God is like. This one, the parable of the sower, talks about different types of soil. It's how we receive the good news. But the parables are always about God. They're not about us. Now, it's kind of confusing, but what part of the story talks about God in it? As I said, Matthew 13 is full of parables, stories that read us, shows us that Jesus used parables in the first place. He says in Matthew 13, "The reason I speak to them in parables is that seeing they do not perceive, and hearing they do not listen, nor do they understand. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. Truly I tell you, many prophets and righteous people long to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it." How receptive really are we to the gospel of Jesus? This parable, the parable of the sower, sets the stage for the next seven parables. And Jesus uses the metaphor of a sower sowing seeds. And this is one of the rare parables where he explains it then at the end. There's four examples of what happens when the seed is thrown. Something to take note of. We don't always realize the result of when we are throwing out the seeds. And I'll get into what I mean by that in a little bit. By the way, there's nothing wrong with the seed itself. All the seeds are good. But some of the seeds fell on the path. And it says, "The birds came and ate the seeds." Jesus says, "When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what has been sown in his heart. This is what was sown along the path." Sowing of the seeds does not happen in a vacuum. There are various factors at play in the world that hinder the growth of the seed. And of course, I'm talking about the work of Satan. His goal is to keep people from believing, to keep them in darkness. He wants it to go in one ear and come out the other ear without actually rattling around on the inside going, "What does all this mean?" The path, the seeds that were thrown on the path, this is hard ground and the seed just sits on the surface. These are people who don't think they have a need for a savior. Or they'll say, "Everything I have is because I worked hard. I earned it. It's all mine." That's the type of people that are the ones on the path. The only thing that usually gets through to them is some sort of tragedy or a major setback. Because the ground is hard, it has to be plowed, and it's not a simple task at all. The ground is so hard that nothing can possibly get through it. And the devil takes away the word quickly. They had no depth of soil at all. They were scorched and died. Jesus says, "As for what was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet he who has no root in himself, but endures for a while, and when tribulation or persecution arises on account of the word, immediately he falls away." Throughout Matthew 13 and these series of eight parables, Jesus says the words, "Those who have ears, let him hear. Anyone with ears listens." As you listen to the story, I said the parable reads you. You identify what type of recipient you are by the way you hear it. The depth of understanding of these parables depends on our willingness to be changed by what we hear. Taking the story at face value, it's just about seeds being planted and growing depending on what soil they landed on. A common interpretation is that God is the sower, the seed is the gospel, and the soil is us. But that's sort of a false interpretation, or a poorer interpretation, I should say. Because how can the soil possibly change itself to be more receptive to the gospel? Only God can change that. That type of interpretation makes the story all about us. And I said in the beginning of this, the story is about God. The story is not about us, it's for us. This is about God and His extravagant generosity. God is the sower, and He scatters the seeds liberally and even wastefully in some places. God is love, and love is generous, lavish, abundant, eager to share what is good. God will not withhold His word from anyone. He will not deny anyone access to the good news. As I said, God sows liberally, even wastefully. You know, it doesn't take a brilliant farmer to realize casting seed along paths or in thorny ground is not necessarily going to make it grow well. But that's not what the parable's about. It's about how God generously gives all things. God does not measure the soil He throws it on based on what's the best germination for that seed. He scatters the good news liberally, even in places where He doesn't expect it's going to grow, whether that's on the path, the rocky soil, the thorns, or the good soil. God throws the seed around the entire world and has the power to transform anyone who hears it. The seed can only become productive once it ceases to be a seed. The seed must die for a plant to come. God broke into the world in the person of Jesus Christ. And how much we let God's word into our lives really is dependent on the extent that we live abundantly fruitful lives. Each Sunday, pastors around this country spread the gospel as broadly as possible, with no assurance on how it's going to land or where it's going to land. It might be heard by newcomers of the community, those who are looking for a place for a spiritual home. It might be heard by people experiencing some sort of crisis in their lives. It might land amongst those who think the church is a good social place, a way to connect with friends. It might be even heard by those who are hungry for God's word, and that's the ideal one, that's the good soil, who are eager to worship the Lord in the spirit of holiness. No matter how much crafting it takes to write a sermon or how much study and prayer is involved, the chance of the seed taking root is about the same percentage chance that the sower had in the parable. But that doesn't stop any of us, you or myself included. In the Great Commission, He says, go, teach everything I have commanded you and baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He talks about be ready for rejection when it falls on thorny ground. All of us, or most of us, have been parents. And we remember the teenage years for our kids, and you would warn them, this is not a good idea, and did they always listen? No. I completely fess up to that. When my father would say something, and I would deliberately go out and do the exact opposite. I was a great son. Excuse me. But we understand frustration. Like if you own a business with great integrity and your customers go somewhere cheaper for cheaper prices, now you understand the shallow roots. Or every person who is overwhelmed with worry or desire for wealth has experienced a chokehold of thorny weeds. This parable reminds us that we are not alone in our struggles. This parable reminds us to keep our focus. As a church, we might be tempted to invest time, energy, and hope in trying to coax growth among people who don't really want to grow. We can waste precious effort, despairing when the seeds we sow do not take root. But the sower in the parable does not do that. The sower accepts the reality that a good quantity of the seed will fall on bad soil. But the sower keeps sowing anyway. Jesus keeps spreading the word, and He called us to do the same. And He gave us something even more in this parable. He calls us to hope. Jesus is encouraging us to believe in God's abundance. The story could have ended with the seed on the good ground. where a normal harvest with a reasonable take could be expected. But there's a song sung at Passover, and it always ends with, it's going, if God had just sent one plague, it would be enough. And everything always ends with, it would be enough. When God acts, it's always enough to accomplish his purpose. Some of you may have come to expect scarcity instead of abundance. You assume there's not enough, not enough love, not enough joy, not enough grace. And you come to expect that you're always going to get the short end of the stick and come in behind instead of ahead of the game. You may have come to expect less. Scrape by the best you can. But God is a God of extravagance. He does not hold anything back. God doesn't worry if there's enough to go around. He wants our hearts to be good soil. And in a quote I found, God hurls a ridiculous amount of seed, even on dry, thorny, or beaten soil. Goodness, but you get the feeling that this God would probably scatter seed, love, mercy, grace on a parking lot. Why? Because it is enough. The story is not about the dirt. The story is about the sower who continues to sow extravagantly, no matter what type of soil our hearts might be. It's about God's abundant generosity and God's desire to draw us into a kind of transformation that abundantly, more than a normal crop, could possibly bear. Hear God's love for you, and then be broken like the shell of the seed to become something new, part of God's story. Let the word of God grow within you and produce abundance within you. Let this parable read you and change you. All who have ears, let him hear. May the peace which is from above keep our hearts and minds focused on Jesus Christ until life everlasting. Amen.